I'm on my first dosage of Stelara, and I'm about to be on my second dosage of Stelara. And I've been dealing with really bad psoriasis all over my body, covering probably over 95% of my body since I think it was around, I was 17 when it started. It was everywhere on my body, probably about the time I was 20 or so. I had psoriatic arthritis in my fingers by the time I was 19 or 20, and I'm going to be 32 in a few weeks, about a month from now. So I've been dealing with it for years. The nails on my fingers, my nail beds are all lifted up. And these nails are not that bad compared to how they usually have been throughout the years. That most of my fingernails were broken off from the psoriatic arthritis. The nails would just break off and then grow back partially and then break off again pretty regularly. I'm just doing this in-depth video to show what this looks like. On my hands here, this is my other hand, the nails, the swollen tips of my fingers. Can't really bend my fingers back very well in any part of it, really. All these and my hands are just a mess. I don't know. It's in my feet as well. It comes and goes in my knees. Both my knees have had swollen arthritis in them. My feet and ankles and toes. And this is all psoriasis on my face. If it's very visible anymore, I don't know. First dosage of Stelara might have made it kind of faded already. I don't know. The face looks better than other parts. It's like on my chest and stomach and arms and back all over the place. It's all over my legs, everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. It's probably really bad in my ears right now still. I need to take a shower after this video is done. So, yeah, just psoriasis in general. Just in my ears, they clog up my ears, like all the dead skin from it builds up and clogs my ears. I've had to go to the doctor to get it cleaned out at least once a year, sometimes I think twice a year. My ears would both get completely clogged, and I couldn't hear out of either one at different points. But, yeah. Anyway, it's awful, and this is not bad compared to all the years of it bleeding everywhere. It doesn't really look. It's not even really bad enough right now to bleed, but it's been years of trauma from that bleeding, and it bleeds from being stressed out around people like my older brother who beats me, and I'm in drag. The family around me who doesn't care about it when it happens. And all of that's a stress factor, and all of that makes my skin bleed everywhere. That was still happening until maybe about a month ago when I got my first dose of Stelara. It was about a week or two after I started that first dose that it started to really fade finally. Which I knew wouldn't be very long because last time I was allowed on Stelara back in 2014, it only took about a month, probably not even that long, for it to completely disappear from the first dosage of Stelara. It's the only thing that ever worked. Tanning was the only other option, and that it would come back. Even if I got it completely, like this past summer, when I tanned out in the sun 4 or 5 maybe hours each day, just sitting in the sun, nearly burning myself from it, even though I don't burn very easily, that 5 hours of sunlight, direct sunlight, is bad. Burns a lot of people. Did that every day this summer for like at least half the summer, and by the end of the summer, it was almost entirely cleared up. And by the time fall came around, I think psoriasis was completely all over my body again within less than 3 weeks. I'm sure it was 3 weeks or less. It was about half a month, maybe, before it all went came back. So tanning didn't work either. So I don't know, but this is, but that's what my life has been. Sad. Gonna try to show my legs, but my pants are on and they're kind of obstructing any view of the psoriasis on my legs. Sad. The one good thing about, well, I shouldn't say the one good thing, but one of the really relieving things about being on Stellara right now is the timing. If it was any later than right now, it's December right now, and if it was any later than I was on Stellara or starting to be on Stellara, I would be freezing so badly and bleeding all over the place from the cold climate, the really freezing climate. With psoriasis, you basically feel like it's at least 20 degrees colder than it actually is, whatever the climate is, regardless of if it's hot or cold. So if it's below freezing in the 20s or something, it feels like it's about 0 degrees. Just remembered I have to put my underwear back on. God. Because getting too used to just going to the doctor and having to show them my body head to toe. And that's happened a lot over the past few years. Because doctors keep rejecting me for treatment based on my income level, which is about $100. It's $100 a week. My income level is because my family doesn't pay me enough to work for them to clean after them, basically. So, that's my feet. I dropped the razor and the shaving cream. That's why this allowed. Anyway. It's my legs. Psoriasis, there's a little bit of blood there. Awful. This is nothing compared to what it used to be. It used to be really, really awful. I'm just like looking in the picture there at my eyes right now. I'm like, yeah, that's my emotion right there. Modest realization of how awful my health conditions have been and how awful my family has been towards me about it. They're all verbally abusive people, selfish people. It's all about them. Their minds. Well, anyway, I'm glad I'm off to a better situation with psoriasis being treated. Stellara. It's sad. It's sad that it took this long to get an okay despite my income level. I don't even really know. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. But anyway, Stellara works, I guess. I'm just gonna be taking this for the next few, years or something. See what happens with it. And hopefully it keeps working.